Let's change the subject and talk about the underground bases. Of course, you know, a lot of people are talking about Diego Garcia with this Malaysian aircraft, perhaps landed at Diego Garcia, and there's rumors that there's some underground building going on at Diego Garcia. What prompted you to study underground bases and buildings?
Well, this was when we started looking at what are the elites doing, all right, in terms of Planet X, and how are they preparing? And there's a gentleman that did excellent disclosure work. His name was Philip Schneider. You know, we studied everything he did, plus others. But you really want to track what the elites are doing, because the most of the public is, they're just in denial and they laugh about it. I don't laugh about it. I did my last video, we actually showed NASA admitted the existence of Planet X, and we nailed them dead to rights, and they nailed me back. But, you know, what the elites are doing is they're not thinking about this time that everyone is in right now. People are either in denial or trying to sort it out, or, well, is this really an issue? La-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's all over for them. They've done that. They've done their planning. They've done their preparation. They're ready for the events. They're ready for what is coming. The elites right now are pre-positioning themselves to resume control of the planet in a post-historic world. Now, the dumbs are part of it. But here's basically their strategy. All right, and this is something people, you know, if you go connect the dots if you want to do the research. But first off, you have the Svalbard Seed Vault, all right? And you look at their website, does it say, we're doing this for all of humanity, and these seeds are in the public domain, and we will share them freely and all the knowledge? No, they don't say that. Bill Gates, the most successful monopolist in the world, is the poster child, and the one funding him is the most evil corporation in the world, Monsanto, all right? And they're the ones that own these seeds, and there's more than one. But Svalbard is an excellent example. It's the one that they point to. It's up in the Arctic Circle in the Svalbard Archipelago. So here's the drill. They're going to keep everyone as stupid as possible about what is coming. All right. And for example, with Fukushima, three cores melted into the ground. They're going to keep everyone as stupid as they can, and people are cooperating with this exceptionally well.
They're staying stupid.
Huh?
They're buying into stupid.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, wholesale. Wholesale. You know, it's like when the radiation from Fukushima, when people in California start pulling their hair out or starts falling out in handfuls.
Literally. Literally,
yeah, literally.
Yes.
Then the government will say it's because of organic shampoos, and everybody will want to regulate organic shampoos. You know, I mean, it's...
that is too much like right. Oh, you are on it, Marshall. You're on it.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. And people will lap it up like a kitten at a plate full of cream. Mm-hmm. And because people, here's the problem, Joyce. Human nature is we cling to the bliss of our ignorance like jealous lovers.
Ooh.
And that is the truth of it. And that is what they're playing on. They have no compassion for the people that they're going to die. And what they really want is the maximum die-off. They want as many people along the coastal areas to die because that's the heaviest concentration. They want them to die quickly because they have great resources set aside, but not enough to manage everybody. So,
you know, I was just thinking, and you're talking about that, and then when their teeth fall out from the radiation poisoning, it's because they didn't get enough fluoride in their water, so we need to fluoride the water more. Boy, I can really see where that's going.
Yeah, I could just see it, fluoride gate, all over CNN, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. More bread and circus.
Okay, now, let's move to Planet X. You've written a book on that. You can go to your website, youwusa.com, and let's ask what all of this means. When you talk about the underground buildings, underground whatever is taking place, tunnels, facilities, whatever, and then you talk about the Planet X, and then you talk about things like, well, you know, missing planes and stuff that doesn't make any sense and embassies shutting down. What do you make of all of this? Where are you in the Planet X issue?
I'm ready to bring out my next video. What we've been doing since I put up Who, What, Why, Where, my last video, Planet X 101, Who, What, Why, Where, When, and How. And for those who are new to the topic, I made that video just for you. It'll concentrate 6 months of personal research into about 100 minutes. But where it's at right now is the system is approaching. We have the new observation data. We reacquired it at Turrialba. But what's really got me concerned the most is what we're seeing in terms of fireballs and meteors and bolides. And the in terms of meteors streaking through the sky, that is still accelerating at the same pace it was overall last year. But in terms of fireballs, and that is the pace of fireballs has just gone geometric. And when I saw that in the data, we were actually getting ready to produce the video. And when I looked at all of the data, I just had to stop doing it. And I just said, I got to bust a move. I got to get the heck out of here. Because I got a drought. I got Fukushima radiation. And on top of that, a major impact event is simply a matter of when. It's not if anymore. And the Pacific Ocean is one hell of a big target. And you get an impactor that hits that, that's it. All of the Monterey, you know, where I lived, all that's going to be left of Santa Cruz and all those communities that are lining the coast after a tsunami is basically going to be foundations and roadways and heavy trees pointed out to sea. That's all that's going to be left, and that is going to happen. That was a big reason why I moved to Reno. You know, I needed to bust a move. I'm looking at the data. I'm not watching CNN. I mean, that to me is the cartoon news network now. I'm watching what I'm seeing in hard data that's being reported. And more importantly, I use this White House, this administration's affiliation with criminal organizations and absolute psychopath governments to suppress the knowledge of what is happening and what is coming. Because we're merging with it. And, you know, the estimates and the things that I told you last time I was on about it, that hasn't changed. We're still going to the party, folks. We're still going to the party.
Okay, where's the party going to be held?
Well, what we're going to start seeing is, first off, we're entering what appears to be a debris field. All right. You know, strewn with all different kinds of rocks out there. Because the pace is picking up on fireballs and on large meteors, and there's now the moon was impacted. We're starting to see that. So that tells me we're moving from the outer edge of that field into the inner bands of that field. So we're going to see more and more of that. You know, an impact event is going to happen. Now, it's imminent. I mean, it's like I really hate, you know, people always say, give me a date so that I can go la, la, la and ignore it until the day before the date. You know,
that's too easy.
Yes, on November 23, it's going to happen. On November 22, it's let's go to Walmart and stock up, you know. And that's what people want to do. All I'm saying is we're watching this stuff. It's coming. We're looking at the suppression. The suppression is at an all-time high. It's bread and circus. First off, CNN cannot report on things that special interests do not want them to report on, period, okay, or government. So that's the reason why it's become such a joke. I mean, they fired their science department a few years ago. So I wouldn't have had a long, I would have never hoped to have retired from there.
What did they do? Put it all into celebrity stuff and stuff that makes no sense?
It's all whatever will keep people interested without, you know, stepping on the toes of special interests and psychopathic governments, basically.
Amazing. Okay, when we come back from this break, we don't have much time, but I want to hear where these underground tunnels and bases are. And since we don't know when the party is going to start or where, of course, everybody needs to go and get an extra six-pack of water from Walmart. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce, JD, and Josh. Our final segment of the Power Hour today, 54 minutes after the hour. Marshall Masters is our guest. Marshall, if I were to ask you where the majority of these underground tunnels and bases are, would they probably be around Washington, D.C.? I'm just taking a loose guess here.
They're worldwide, and the DUMs, the deep underground military bases, are at a depth of approximately 2 miles down into the earth. They also have... they have deep underground sea bases as well off the coastlines. If there is one of these things that you know about it, that somebody's talking about it, it's not theirs, okay? Or it's just a ruse, something to, you know, it's a red herring that they're throwing out there to draw attention. What we do know is that there are certain portals, the entrance portals. Now, for the elites, Denver International Airport is their portal. That airport is designed more to a military specification. It's, you know, when they get there, when you start seeing private jets lining up on the tarmacs like a bad case of the measles, you know dying time is near. And Jesse Ventura, you know, he started getting close to that. And, well, he's not doing that show anymore, and I think he's moved his family down to Mexico. So, you know, there's a real tight control. Now, also, what I also see them doing is the search for extrasolar Earths right now is humongous. I mean, that's where the big money is, has all gone in astronomy, is to finding extrasolar Earths. And what they're going to do is they're harvesting the data right now while they have the space-based assets to do it. And then when it's going through the cataclysm itself and the Earth is really taking a pounding and people are dying just in huge swaths, they're going to be down there with incredibly powerful computers. It's the next generation. They've gone from silicon to liquid, and these liquid computers are infinitely more powerful. They're going to need that to plot and analyze the data for sending out a fleet of probes that they'll probably be building after all of this. They'll resume to the surface. Whoever's left standing, the deal is going to be simple because the planet will have been defoliated. There's no plant life. There's no animal life. There's no nothing. And they're going to say, we've got the seeds. You sign on the dotted line into slavery, and we got you. And that's the way it is, and that's what they're planning on doing. That's the reason why I'm doing what I can to help the meek inherit the earth. That is my mission in life right now. That's it. If the meek do not inherit the earth, the psychopaths will. And, you know, there's some basic things. I'm focusing on health. You know, that's the reason why I do Donjon breathing. And I'm trying to bring that out because that was a technique developed by the elites in North Korea, in South Korea centuries ago. And it really works. It helps people when modern medicine is down to nothing more than sewing needles and dental floss.
Well, you know, we've only got about a minute left, but you know what? I'd love to have you back on, and I think I said this the last time, to talk about the Donjon breathing, because I don't think people understand that or recognize the term even and realize how important that is.
It is important. And, you know, but in the meantime, everyone, if you hear my voice, for God's sakes, I don't care where you buy them, buy Heritage Seeds today. Buy Heritage Seeds today. Buy Heritage Seeds today, or the elites are going to come up and they are going to enslave whoever's left over, and that I will not stand for.
Thank you very much.